Former Governor Phil Bredesen and Congressman Marsha Blackburn officially captured their party's nomination for the Senate last night. But even before the polls closed, they already started positioning themselves for the general election. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, it could be one of the most watched races in the nation.
Neither Bredesen, the Democrat, nor Blackburn, the Republican, faced any serious competition in the primary. But their supporters were out in full force on Election Day.
Phil Bredesen is one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life.
I voted for Marsha. Yes, she's been a dear friend, and she works harder than anybody that I know.
That was Brian Brand and Julie Duncan, respectively. They cast their ballots at Franklin Elementary School. Democrats are banking on that enthusiasm for Bredesen, which they believe can get voters energized about all of their candidates. Republicans, meanwhile, need Blackburn to win as they try to hold on to the U.S. Senate. Each candidate has raised more than $8 million for their campaigns, and ahead of the primary, they each launched new TV ads, a taste of what's to come during the 3-month sprint to the general election. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.